Today, Pastor George Pearson shares from God's Word about how to access your heavenly account. Then you'll hear the encouraging story of how the Cassie family was delivered from poverty to enjoy God's abundance. Next, on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
So today, I want to talk to you about this. I want to talk to you about making withdrawals from your heavenly bank account. We are going to make a withdrawal today. Are you ready to make a withdrawal? Are you ready to receive what rightfully belongs to you? Some of you don't even know that you have a heavenly bank account. Some of you realize that you've got earthly bank accounts, but many don't realize that they have a heavenly bank account. And so that's what we're going to do today, and we're going to take you through this. So take a look with me at Philippians chapter 4, and we're going to begin with verse 14. He's talking there to the church, and he's saying, notwithstanding, you have well done, and you did communicate with my affliction. You did minister to me through your finances. Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but you only. For even in Thessalonica, you sent once and again unto my necessity. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. I want you to underline that scripture there. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. Now, that's the attitude that this ministry has. That's the attitude that Kenneth and Gloria have. It's not that they're desiring a gift. They're wanting to see fruit abounding to your account. Now, we know, first of all, that there are bank accounts on earth. How many of you have a bank account? Let me see your hands. How many of you have multiple bank accounts? I believe in Jesus' name that you are going to have multiple bank accounts. I would recommend to you that even if you took whatever the minimum is of a bank account, you go open another bank account. You open up another storage area to be able to handle all of the wealth that is coming into your life. Make sure that you have those storage areas ready and prepared to be able to bring that into. And you know, the Bible talks about accounts. In John 12:6, Judas had the bag or the money box or the purse of the 12. So Jesus had an account. He had an account, an earthly account. In 2 Chronicles 31:11, it says, then Hezekiah commanded them to prepare chambers for storage. The Hebrew word for chambers there is storehouses. Storehouses in the house of the Lord. And in Deuteronomy 28, it talks about how the Lord will command the blessing upon your storehouses. So in Jesus' name, I command that blessing on your storehouses right now. You have earthly storehouses, but we also have to realize that there are bank accounts in heaven. There are bank accounts in heaven, and they're not subject to theft. They're not subject to ruin, corruption, economic conditions of any kind. And in Luke 12:33, it says, a treasure in the heavens that fails not. There's a treasure in the heavens that fail not. And what the Philippians did here is they opened up a bank account in heaven. They opened up a bank account there. And if you look with me at verse 15, it says again, now you Philippians know that also in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but you only. Now, let me give you a couple of translations of that. This Godspeed translation says, no church but yours went into partnership and opened an account with me. The Williams translation says, no church but yours went into partnership with me to open an account of credits and debits. So you see here, they opened their account by giving. As a partner with this ministry, you have every right to make withdrawals out of that you have sown into this ministry. It's big. It's a big harvest. It belongs to you. But one of the things that has held us back is that people have not known this information. They've not known this revelation. In another translation, it says, I'm anxious to see the abundant return placed to your account. To your account. The Moffat translation, I'm anxious for the interest that accumulates to your divine account. Another translation, I seek for the profit which increases to your account. And another one says, what I value is the interest that is mounting up in your account. Those of you who have faithfully sown seed, faithfully given, there is interest that has been mounting up in your account. And it's time to make a withdrawal. It's time to get that out and get it down here and get it working for us. Now turn to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6 and verses 19 and 20, 21 further gives us this revelation that we have a heavenly bank account. Say, I have a heavenly bank account. And it is full. It is overflowing. In Matthew chapter 6 and verse 19, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth where moth and rust do corrupt, where thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust does corrupt and where thieves do not break through or steal, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Now, this is not telling us to not have accounts, physical accounts in earth. We just read scripture talking about that. We just read scripture about Jesus having the money bag. We read scriptures about Paul having an account. So there's nothing wrong with it. What's wrong is when you put your trust in that. When you put all your trust in those accounts. What we have to focus on, though, is what are we laying up in our heavenly account? So it says, lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. The word lay up in the Greek means deposit. Deposit. We make deposits. I like what the Message translation says. It says, stockpile treasure in heaven where it's safe from moth, rust, and burglars. I like that. I like that. Stockpile. Stockpile treasures up in heaven. And it tells us in 1 Timothy 6:19, let me read it to you. You can lay up in store, they lay up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come that they may lay hold on eternal life. He did not say there that we have to wait until we get to heaven to enjoy it. No, we're laying it up in store for the time we need to lay hold on it. And that's what I want you to do. That's what I'm teaching you to do. You know, one of the things that Brother Copeland, and you'll get a partner letter here soon, that he wrote about this very topic. And in his partner letter, he wrote this, the first rule of withdrawing from any account is that one has to make a deposit. And then, now I got a copy of the handwritten letter. Every time he writes a letter, it comes into the office. It goes to the publications department. And I've let the publications department knows that is immediately when that letter comes in, we send a copy of it to Pastor George. So I got a copy of that handwritten letter. And I laughed out loud because when he wrote it in his letter, he wrote, the first rule of withdrawing from any account is that one has to make a deposit. And then he wrote, duh. I laughed out loud. I thought that was great. Of course. Of course. The first rule of withdrawing is you have to make a deposit. He said, we know that is true in the natural realm, but we forget about it when it comes to heavenly things. And he said, this is all about the law of sowing and reaping. And so, now you know this, but it bears repeating. How do you make deposits? Well, there are the four different ways that he gives. Number one, tithing. Tithing. He said, if you are not a tither, your other deposits are not being recorded in your account. Uh-oh. Oh. Wow. I just felt somebody right now saying, I'm going to be tithing again. You can't afford not to tithe. We have to tithe. That is the very foundation to our prosperity. We must tithe. That tithing is so important. He said, all of the laws of prosperity and increase depend on the blessing of the Lord, and the blessing is tied to the tither. Do you get that? The blessing is tied to the tither. So we see how our tithing has an effect with our depositing. So tithing is number one. Number two is investing in the gospel. Investing in the gospel. That's a way that you make deposits. Today, if you gave in that offering this morning, then you made a deposit. If you give in church on Sunday, you're making deposits. You've got to start thinking deposits and withdrawals. Change your mindset. Change the way you see this. See this as a deposit going into an account that you have in heaven that is accruing great interest. The bank of heaven has amazing interest. You have a hundredfold that is available to you. But you have to see that. You have to believe it. Say, I believe that.
I believe that.
Kingdom promotion giving is a spiritual transaction that provokes the release of financial fortune to the ultimate degree. That's Bishop David Oyedepo. Let me read it again to you. Kingdom promotion giving is a spiritual transaction that provokes the release of financial fortune to the ultimate degree. So that's what your giving does. Your giving releases financial fortune. Now, as I've been studying this of David Oyedepo, he says words that we don't normally use. He's talking about financial fortune. It's been a long time since I've used that word fortune. I mean, we think about the magazine, Fortune magazine. But to think of us having a financial fortune. And I say that to you. I say that to every one of you here and every one of you that are watching, that there is a financial fortune that is available to you. You and I are heirs of God, joint heirs with Jesus. And we are heirs to the kingdom. We are royalty with a capital R. We are heirs, royal heirs. And so investing in the gospel. The third way that you deposit is by giving to the poor. Giving to the poor. It says in Proverbs 19:17, he that has pity upon the poor lends unto the Lord, and that which he has given, he will pay him again. So that's another way that we make deposits. The fourth way is giving as a praise to God. Giving as a praise to God. In 1 Chronicles 16:29, ascribe to the Lord the glory, do his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. And Brother Copeland writes in this partner letter, he said, praise is the big gun of faith. That's good. Praise is the big gun of faith. And you heard him talking today about what Paul and Silas did at midnight. He said, praying is vitally important. But praising in the midnight hour of your financial need is even more important. And then he said this, praise is the nuclear weapon of our warfare. That's good. That's good. Praise. You give God, you give as a praise offering unto God. So those are the four ways that we make deposits into the heavenly account. Are you ready to make a withdrawal?
Yes.
I said, are you ready to make a withdrawal?
Yes.
Do you want to know what the 7-point withdrawal slip is all about? Are you ready to write some things down? Okay, this is it. This is the outline for you right here. Number one, and I think what I'll do, I'm going to give these 7 to you. You write them down, give a little bit of space in between each one, and I'll fill in a couple of things before we finish this today. But number one, James 1:5-8, decide on the amount that you need to withdraw. Decide on the amount that you need to withdraw. That's James 1:5-8. That's number one. Number two, Matthew 18:19-20. Get in agreement with people of like faith. Get in agreement with people of like faith. Matthew 18:19-20. Number three, are you ready for number three? No? Number one, James 1, 5 through 8, decide on the amount that you need to withdraw. Number two is Matthew 18, 19 and 20, get in agreement with people of like faith. Number three, are you ready? Mark 11, 23 and 24, claim what you need by faith. Number four, Matthew 18, 18, bind the devil and his forces. Bind the devil and his forces. Number five. Stop. Number five, Hebrews 1:14. Loose the angelic forces. Loose the angelic forces. I mean, send your angels out there to go get it. Go get it and bring it to you. Hebrews 1:14. Loose the angelic forces. Psalm 34:1, that's number six, continually praise and thank God. Continually praise and thank God. Psalm 34:1, continually praise and thank God. And then number seven, and I'm going to give you three scriptures here and then the line that comes after it. But the three scriptures are this. John 13:34 is the first one. James 3:16 is the second one. Mark 11:25 and 26 is the third one. John 13:34, James 3:16, Mark 11:25-26. And number seven is walk in love. Walk in love and avoid strife and unforgiveness. Walk in love and avoid strife and unforgiveness at all costs. Now I want you to stand up right now with me because you and I are now going to make a withdrawal. Father, in the name of Jesus, I make a withdrawal from my heavenly bank account. I have this money in my account. I'm withdrawing it right now. According to Mark 11, 23 and 24. I believe it in my heart. I confess that it is mine. From this day forward, I roll the care over unto you. And will thank you for it. Satan, I take authority over you. I bind your operation and render you helpless. Ministering spirits, I charge you to go forth. Cause this amount to come to us. According to Hebrews 1:14. Now, Father, I praise your name for meeting my needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Thank you for multiplying our seed, for sowing in the name of Jesus. You have just made a withdrawal from your heavenly account. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
They always say we're the poster kids of what not to do with money. Right. Seriously. I mean, it was bad. I mean, everything we had was broken. We lived in a little farmhouse. All the windows were broken, duct tape on them, plants growing through the window. She just trimmed them. You know, it's made it part of the decor. The carpet in her boy's bedroom we found in
the
trash pile.
Windows shut completely.
Everything was, I mean, it's just, that's how we lived. Pawn shops, I mean, IRS liens, 10 credit cards canceled, loans, cars that barely started. I mean, it was pretty bad. And it wasn't just a couple weeks. It was 9 years of living like that, which developed panic attacks, antidepressants, and hopelessness.
You know, you start out your journey with God, you're born in the kingdom of God, but you don't necessarily understand how the kingdom of God operates. Mm-hmm. And so for us to love God, want to serve God, but not have the answers to, we see the promises in the Bible, but how do we walk those promises out? How do we actually see them come to manifestation in our lives? And we were struggling for those answers. Mm-hmm. We loved God. It wasn't that we didn't love Him. And it wasn't God putting us through these problems. Mm-mm. It was lack of knowledge.
Yeah.
So as we started seeing the kingdom answers, and I know God spoke to you and you threw yourself across the bed and started crying out.
We got to the point we had exhausted every possible avenue of financial help. If I would call my father, the first thing he would say to me on the phone, this is no exaggeration, is how much money do you need this time? So we were living basically friends and families. I mean, everything's canceled. There's no credit left. No one had loaned us any money.
Three small children.
Three small children. This little broken down farmhouse. And at the end of our rope, and I get a call from an attorney that says, okay, we're filing a lawsuit against you. And that, for that particular day, I realized something's desperately wrong. But so I went upstairs to the little room in our little house there and laid across the bed and just tears and cried out to God. And he said, first thing he said was, I had nothing to do with this. This isn't me. And he said, the reason you're in this mess is because you've never taken the time to learn how my kingdom operates. You're just doing things in your own strength and doing it like you've learned in the world system. But basically, I have a kingdom that operates differently, and you need to learn how that operates.
The principles are in the Word of God, mm-hmm. but the application and how to walk it out and the strategies for your business or for your marriage and your children, and those things come from being in the presence of God for yourself.
We joined hands and prayed right then, and we committed our lives, you know, can you show us? Because we had no concept what that meant, kingdom. We're in church every week. We're going to heaven. What do you mean how your kingdom operates? That was a key factor. Because a kingdom is based on laws. A kingdom is government, and it operates by laws. And I never had the concept that you could learn the laws of the kingdom and apply them. And so he began to teach us how the kingdom operated. We began to apply ourselves to that knowledge. And we were out of debt in 2.5 years. We were paying cash for our cars, our house. Began to give, you know, thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars. Our life changed so drastically, it was like a light switch came on. And we said, okay, what we've learned, we realized looking across the landscape that most people were not enjoying what we were seeing. And we really felt compelled to begin to help people. And it was about that time, for a few years after that, that God spoke to me, okay, now it's time to, I want you to launch a church. And of course, he called me to preach earlier, but now he said, I want you to pastor a church and teach people what I've taught you through these years. And we found that a lot of people are interested in learning what we found out. Everyone has a desire for success. It's put in them. We're designed in God's image. We're designed for success. But if you look at the church, so many people, why would someone want to buy into what they're living? I mean, it's like, you know, there's got to be more than that. And so when we discovered the kingdom and how it operated, we saw him heal my body, heal our family financially, our marriage. I mean, it was great. It was fantastic. I mean, it's awesome. And we wanted to tell people there's life outside of religion. You got to know this Jesus. You got to know this kingdom because it's all there. And that's what propelled us to start sharing.
All right. Jesus said, I came to give you life, life more abundantly,
yes.
A happy life, a good life. And so when people see life change, they want that.
What we are today is a result of the Copeland ministry.
Yes.
It had a direct impact on our life.
Yes. In the hardest times, the darkest times, it was Kenneth and Gloria that spoke God's truth and life and word to us. And still today, every time my husband hears him, he says it's good to have Dad in the house. And it's true. We all need spiritual mothers and fathers to guide us, to lead us, to encourage us not to quit. And so in those tight moments financially, the words that Brother Copeland spoke about finances, about prosperity, about God's goodness, His desire to bless us, those words breathed life into us and kept us going on the journey when it looked like it wasn't going to make it.
If you engage the Word of God and take it at face value, people always try to bend the Word and go, it doesn't mean this, you know. No, it means what it says.
That's right.
You're going to have what the Bible says.
I know you are encouraged by this message from my dad, Pastor George Pearson's today, and we want to help you continue to grow further in your knowledge of how the kingdom of God functions. So we've got a special gift for you today. This is an MP3 entitled The Kingdom of God, Days of Heaven on Earth. It's by Gloria Copeland. And in this, she's going to teach us how the kingdom of God operates and how we flow with Him in it. So if you want your free copy, call us or just go to the website. Let us know you want it. We'll get it to you. Now, right now here in the United States is tax season. And I know you're going, oh, Jeremy, why do you got to remind me? No, well, just listen. You know, sometimes in tax season, you file and you get money back from what you've paid into the government. Sometimes you end up owing them. I know you're saying, stop it, stop. Well, just listen. Listen, isn't it good to know that you always get a return on the money that you put in the kingdom of God? I mean, it's guaranteed from the Word of God. So in light of that, we want to say thank you. Thank you to those of you who have invested into the kingdom and you've done it through this ministry. Now, this isn't the only place in the kingdom to invest, but many of you watching, you've been assigned to this place by the Holy Spirit. And for those of you who that's true, we pray over you. We pray over you. We pray over your family. We pray over your seed that it will be multiplied back to you. I'm telling you, somebody's praying for you every single day. And you are not just a number on a list. You are not just a check that comes in the mail. No, you are a name. You're a life. You're a heart that we give God thanks and praise for. And we're your partners. We are connected with you in your assignment, the same way you're connected with us in ours. And we thank you, Father, for those you've added to this ministry and for those that are yet to come. We call them in from all over the world. We thank you, Lord, for adding strong partners who will be strong in their prayer, strong in their faith, and strong in their financial support of what you've assigned Kenneth Copeland Ministries to do all over the world. We give God praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, thanks for watching today. We know you're blessed. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember this, Jesus is Lord.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event, May 4th through 5th. Register now for the Radiant Women's Conference at the Marriott Hotel and Golf Club in Fort Worth, Texas. May 18th through 19th, Kenneth Copeland invites you to the Peru Victory Campaign at Eduardo Nibos Coliseum in Avenida Aviacion, Lima, Peru. May 31st through June 2nd, join Kenneth Copeland Ministries at the Sacramento Victory Campaign at the Convention Center in Sacramento, California. For more information, go to kcm.org/events. Visit our website, kcm.org, to watch the broadcast. You can also request today's free offer or a free copy of today's broadcast on DVD, CD, or digital download. Shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information. Stay connected with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or our YouTube channel. Keep your faith strong with the Word and expect to see the manifestations of the Holy Ghost and fire.